Right. Pray for the Yonker household. Don't go near the homestead. They have the plague out there, okay? Which is why they haven't been here today. Just stay away. there are many, I think many people that have some kind of an illness. I know the Burge house is down with it. Pastor Keeley's house has it. Pastor Keeley. We're not there yet, folks, okay? We're slowly moving that direction. No, we're not, okay? Pastor Taylor's house has it. His wife, Mrs. Pastor Taylor, is homesick right now with one of the little ones who is sick as well. Appreciate your prayers for them. I know they would appreciate it as well. And just by way of announcements, Pastor Taylor wanted me to mention the FPU class, Financial Peace University. That starts January 9th. Please see him about it so he can get you connected with all the information that you need for that. And then also reducing the risk. Anyone that's going to be working with our children or teenagers, you must take this class. You must take it. In case you missed that, you must take it, okay? And he'll be conducting that class and getting anyone who hasn't taken it yet but wants to work with our children, you'll be able to sit through that class with him. And we do want to run everyone through it again, even though you've already taken it. I know right now we're not set up to do that, but that's the direction we are moving with that. So that some of you that took it, like, 15 years ago, okay, it might be time for a little refresher, maybe, okay? So we're going to have a recurring training going just to keep us fresh on the risk that is there when working with children so we can protect them, protect ourselves, and protect the church from any risk that might be associated with children's ministries. And I think that's it as far as announcements are concerned. We're going to pick two favorites. Not we. You are going to pick two favorites. I need to hear a page number, a favorite hymn from our hymn book, and we're going to sing it and test Tyler's ability. Yay, she's sitting over there thinking right now, bless your heart, Pastor. Who has a favorite number that they can give me? Yes, sir. Number 143. Be thou my vision. Let's all stand as we sing. 143. Let's sing a couple of verses here. Bless you, whoever just sneezed. Good. Remain standing. Let's do another favorite. Who's got a number for me? 290, number 290, 290. Let's sing The Power of the Cross. We might sing all four verses. I hope you're okay with that. I like this song. I mean, I like them all. Thank you. You may be seated. I'm going to ask the ushers if you would come, please, at this time as we take our offering for this evening. And let's pray together. Father in heaven, God, thank you for your love. Thank you for this year that you've given to us, a year full of new days. Every day is a new day created by you, full of your mercies, abundant mercies for us. And we have just gone through a whole year's worth, just about. Lord, we thank you for each one of them. God, I pray tonight as we once again have gathered together for worship through giving, but also worship through singing and hearing your word preached, and hopefully through our obedience to it, I pray that you would be honored and glorified by all of it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's take one more favorite. Who would have that? If you don't have the, what's that? 130, number 130. You may remain standing. Let's sing Amazing Grace together. Number 130. Remain seated. It is good. I'm not preaching tonight. Wow.
Time for the King of Kings. horses have holes, and the birds their nests, but no room for God's Son divine. Friend, if he came again as a savior of men, would he find room in your heart and mine? No time for the King of Kings. No time for the King of Kings. Yet for business and pleasure we always find time, but no time for the King of Kings. There is coming a day when the sands of time have run out, and from earth you'll depart. What then, oh my friend, as you face the end, will he say, you didn't give me your heart? No time for the King of Kings. No time for the King of Kings. Yet for business and pleasure we'll always find time, but no time for the King of Kings. But no time for the King of Kings.
James chapter 4. James chapter 4, and we're going to start in verse 1. And the reason being is for context, but I did want to thank you for praying for us as we traveled north for the holidays. Keely was praying for snow, and I think it was in the 50s, close to 60. I was okay with that. The thing I wasn't okay with was the sickness. She is not feeling too well. Some of you have been asking how she's doing. She's sick, and it's not so great. I imagine some of you have already been through it. Isn't that a trial of life? Sickness. Sometimes it's super temporary, lasts for 24 hours.